What's up, guys? This is DJ Cassie here at 90.7 WPSR, and we are talking about country music. Specifically, what is country music? Now, today is the first episode, and I've decided to do a very controversial topic because I feel like we need to address this before anything else happens. Is Taylor Swift still country? Now, I know what you're probably thinking. Yes, I get it. She left whenever 1989 came out. I know that. I understand that. But whenever I was compiling research to do this podcast, I found a lot of very interesting things, especially because even though she moved on and is now associated with pop and all of these other different genres and eras, I still think she is associated with country, and I kind of want to know why. So here is a little bit of explanation. Okay, so Taylor Swift was born in Pennsylvania on a Christmas tree farm, as a lot of us have heard from her Christmas tree farm song, which is getting close to the season. However, she also took voice and acting lessons whenever she was 9 years old in New York. Then they moved to Nashville, Tennessee in 2003. She was inspired by Shania Twain and Faith Hill, and she really just got into country music. Even though she was doing all of these things in the heart of New York, her heart was still in country. This is way back in the very beginning of Taylor Swift. So she, after she moved to Nashville, Tennessee, she started doing all these little gigs, and she kind of got discovered at the Bluebird Cafe in 2004, whenever she was 14 years old. So she had been in Nashville for about a year, meaning she was still doing country. She continued doing her country music, right? She came out with multiple different albums. She came out with Taylor Swift, Fearless, Red, like, those were her first three albums. Her biggest association with country music is with her song Tim McGraw, which a lot of people really know. If you don't know anything from that album, it feels like you know her song Tim McGraw. See, but she was kind of over it. I've heard these things. She's done interviews talking about why she loved country music, and basically, she was kind of just over it and ready for a change, and that happened in 2014, whenever 1989 was released. Now, 1989 was her first major move to pop. She even stated multiple times in an interview declaring that she was done with country music and was moving to pop music. I have reason to believe that she kind of went back on that statement. Here's why. In 2016, she was still attending the CMA Awards. CMA Awards are the Country Music Awards. Why was she at a country music award show when she wasn't a country artist anymore? She had won 12 CMA Awards throughout her time, one of which being 2 years ago in 2021 for her I Bet You Think About Me featuring Chris Stapleton. Now, that song was recorded and the music video was all done in the middle of COVID time, so it was a very secluded project. Not very many people had talked about it, and there wasn't very many people working on it, but she came out with it, and she had done basically a country song again, even after she had switched from country to pop. And she still is referenced and very influenced and mentioned in the CMA Awards. Even this year, Luke Bryan and Peyton Manning being the host of it, they mentioned her relationship with Travis Kelce, saying that they would, that the only reason that they are there is because Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce weren't available. So obviously this means that she is not a part of the country music scene anymore. But I needed an expert opinion on it. That's why I asked my expert in Taylor Swift. Let's hear from her. Okay, we are here with Carly today asking her some questions about Taylor Swift. So Carly, how do you feel about Taylor Swift?
I love that woman. I love her with my whole heart. She is everything to me.
Okay, so how long have you been following Taylor Swift's music?
Oh, I can't even remember. Since, I think the first time I heard a Taylor Swift song, maybe I was 8. I think it was Love Story. It's okay. A classic.
Okay, so how do you feel about her switching from country to pop to, like, alternative and what she's done?
Well, she started off as a country singer in Nashville. She had Tim McGraw. Honestly, I like her pop songs more.
Right.
I wouldn't say that she's a country artist anymore, but when she started out, she was. But I don't believe she is anymore.
Okay. So. Is there any last things you'd like to add about Taylor Swift?
Go listen to Taylor Swift. She's literally my Roman Empire. I love her so much. And you're welcome. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Carly. Okay, so that was Carly, the major Taylor Swift fan herself. She, obviously, as you heard, does not believe that Taylor Swift is still country. But what I found interesting from that is that she not only was introduced to Taylor Swift at a very young age, at 8 years old, but she was also introduced to her second album, which is when she's still in her country era, by the song Love Story, which is from Fearless album, in case you didn't know. Now, just like Carly, I also had a similar experience being introduced to Taylor Swift at a very young age, as I'm sure a lot of Taylor Swift fans have been. Now, obviously, you can convert at any point to a Taylor Swift fan, but I think that happened a lot with people that are diehard fans. That happened very early in life, and it happened with her very early albums. I was introduced to Taylor Swift in her debut album called, and it was the song Picture to Burn. I heard it on my way home. I specifically remember that because I went to YouTube on my mom's computer and I blasted it for another 2 hours because it was stuck in my head at that point. And also the music video was really cool. Now, that was on a country radio at the time because, again, it was very, very long time ago, probably around 2014, maybe 2013, somewhere in there. I believe I was in, like, kindergarten or something. Now, I wanted to bring in a country expert on this, and that's why I called my friend Cowboy Rob. So let's go hear from him that I know. So I would like to hear your opinions. First off, how do you feel about country music?
I love it. It's great. It's there's general aspects. There's like great, you have the sad songs where if you're in a low you can listen to, but then also you have those upbeat songs, those party songs, and then you have like the regular songs, like the love songs.
Yeah. Okay, so did you ever hear Taylor Swift for country music or associated with country music?
No. And then I met with some Swifties, and they're saying she's country. And I'm like, okay. But then over time, I would like click on like playlist for country music, and it would show Taylor Swift. I'm like, what is this? She's a pop music star.
Okay, so you've always thought of Taylor Swift as a pop music person, right?
Yes.
Okay, so do you feel that she has been associated with any country music since she's been pop?
I haven't heard anything besides her Christmas Tree Farm. That was a country one, but besides that, I haven't heard any other country songs.
Okay, have you heard her song with Chris Stapleton?
I have not.
Okay, she came out with a song with Chris Stapleton like 2 years ago during COVID.
Hmm.
Yeah, and it won a CMA award. How do you feel about her still being associated with country after leaving?
Well, I feel like it's fine if she's making, if it's good music and it's with Chris Stapleton and a high-level country artist, I feel like it's fine.
Okay. Any last words you have? Any more wisdom about country music?
No.
Okay, then. Thank you. Okay, so what's your name?
Tala.
Cassidy.
Okay, so how do you feel about Taylor Swift?
I think she's kind of cute and I love her.
I love her so much.
Okay, so how do you feel, what genre do you think Taylor Swift's in?
Ooh, that's a hard one.
What does that mean?
Like all of them, honestly.
All of them?
I don't know what that means.
So like pop, country.
Pop.
Okay. So do you think she's country at all?
Yes.
Yes?
Now no. But now, no. She used to be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I feel like we've answered the question. Taylor Swift is no longer country, but she still is very well associated with country music, and people are fine with her being a country music artist. So that's all we have today for Is Taylor Swift Still Country here at What Is Country Music Podcast. We'll see you guys next week. This is DJ Cassie signing off.